Hey, welcome to another Thursday edition, the snowy edition of Sports Look here on Care Radio. It's great to have you along with us. Tom Couts, Gus Couts with you here, and of course our fantastic sponsors, Exchange Bank, Taco John's, Gerber Electric, and Hamada Wealth Management. Upcoming high school and college schedule, well, it's very hectic, even though we are now in the late going of the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be Marshall Mount Academy basketball as they're hosting the Horton Chargers. You'll hear those games tomorrow evening at approximately 6 and 7:30 on Care Radio. Saturday afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens will wrap up the regular season. We'll be on the road in Parkville as it is going to be the Ravens and the Pirates. 2 o'clock for the ladies, the guys game at 4. And then as we look to next week, Tuesday night, it'll be ACCHS Jackson Heights. And on the 25th, Morehill Mount Academy, Jackson Heights. So lots of high school hoops, Gus, and, boy, I don't even know where to begin.
I'm also going to throw this in there. You're going to have some college basketball sprinkled in somewhere in between there next week. Because, what, the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we'll talk about it in segment 2 and 3, but you know, the Heart Tournament starts next week, so it'll be a busy week.
Yeah, and we're going to find out about those things when it all shakes out. Talking about shaking things out, we had a tremendous game here on Care the other night. As it was Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge, and Valley Falls was able to prevail. They've beaten Pleasant Ridge twice this year, Gus. Both times it took an overtime. This time they were able to win it, and Valley Falls continues to maintain their perfect season. As you look at the standings in the NEKL, Valley's 14-0 in the conference. They are 18-0 on the season. That win, combined with the JCN win, moved the Chargers and the Rams into a tie for second place at 11-3. Morehill Mount Academy in fourth, 7-6, followed by Atchison County at 7-7. Jackson Heights, Horton, Oskaloosa, and McLeod rounding out the NEKL. But right now, this conference has some teams playing really good basketball. Valley Falls is really good. JCN has played well. Pleasant Ridge, outstanding. Marshall Mount Academy has been playing well. And Gus, I'm not so sure that the most improved and most improving team in this conference is probably Atchison County.
You know, and that's kind of where I was thinking, is that right now the Tigers are doing what you want. They are starting to peak at the right time. They're playing good basketball down the stretch here, and, you know, they're finding ways to win games, and that's exactly what you want this time of the year.
So for the Northeast Kansas League, on the boys' side, you've got great basketball, and on the girls' side, we're going to have some great basketball also. As I look at the Northeast Kansas League on the girls' side, it is a dogfight at the top. Jackson Heights is 13-1, AC or 13-0, and ACCHS Gus is 13-1. They've won 15 and 16 games respectively.
It'd be nice if those two would just play each other soon, right? You know, yeah. Maybe just Tuesday night, figure it out. Right?
Why don't we just do that? And I'll tell you what, I think the best thing to do is if we put that on Care Radio.
I like it.
It's an idea. So
you talk about Jackson Heights at 13-0, ACCHS at 13-1, and then it drops down to that second level. And in that second level, you're going to find JCN and Pleasant Ridge both at 7-7. Don't count out Morehill Mount Academy at 6-7. Valley Falls at 6-8. Then Horton and McLeod at 4-9, respectively, and Oskaloosa still looking to get one in there.
So that said, NEKL, exciting basketball, and we're looking forward to bringing you some great games as we get into the home stretch of the basketball season. Right now, though, Gus, people are asking me, man, they're like saying, what's it look like for the postseason? How are these teams shaping up in the sub-states? Yeah. Are there answers for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are still some answers. Here's the deal. What? Tuesday is the last game that counts towards sub-state. So that Morehill Mount Academy Jackson Heights game does nothing for the sub-state seeding. Starting big, let's go to 4A. The Atchison High ladies come in right now at number 9. They are 10-7 as an overall record. They are tied with Paola and Hayden at both 10-7, and just a game behind Holton, who's 11-7. So some things could change yet on the ladies' side, but 18 teams in Class 4A, and it's kind of how they do football, right? It's just one big open bracket, split the state up between East and West. Drop over to the guy side in Class 4A, and you'll find the Phoenix men coming in at number 7. At 9-7, they're just behind Labette County at 10-7, Holton's 11-7, and Tonganoxie just right behind them at 10-8. So Eudora and Bishop Miege are the 1 and 2 on the boys' side of Class 4A on the East.
Yeah, again, we talk about how things don't change. Eudora number 1, Miege 2, Paola 3 on the boys. On the girls, Eudora 1, Wamego 2, Miege 3 on the ladies' side. So, yeah, all those teams hanging out around the top.
How crazy is it, right? Good year for Eudora. They are 1 and 1 on girls and guys. You look at, like, Wamego, they are 2 on the girls, 4 on the guys. So, yeah, these teams are pretty good. You talk about Miege, 2 on the boys, 3 on the girls. So, these teams are having good years. Guys and girls combined.
No undefeated teams, though, okay? Not easy to stay undefeated, right, Valley Falls?
That's
outstanding. Hey, you got Class 3A, too, here, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we're going Class 3A. We'll start with the ladies, and the one we're going to jump to is Class 3A Substate at Pomona. You're going to find Santa Fe Trail at number 1, Heritage Christian at 2, and right there at number 3 is the Pleasant Ridge Rams, the ladies at 9-9. Just behind Olathe's Heritage Christian and just in front of Osage City at 8-11.
So Santa Fe Trail, a 13-4 team, they are in the lead in that Pomona substate, and there are a lot of good teams around the state in Class 3A on the girls' side, but again, no one remains undefeated.
Go to Class 3A on the guys' side. Again, we're going to go back to that Pomona substate. And Pleasant Ridge was supposed to play tonight with Oskaloosa. That game got canceled. Looks like they're going to push that game to Saturday. Well, with that being said, Pleasant Ridge needs a game, right? They are coming in second place right now at 14-4, just a game behind Osage City. So on the guys' side from Class 3A substate, you've got Osage 1, Pleasant Ridge 2, Ward 3, and Wellsville at 4, and a lot of good teams in that thing.
Well, here's the thing. You've got to have a 13-5 team that is a road team. They're going to fall in the bottom half of that substate because you've got 15-14 and then 13-13-13 wins. An outstanding substate in 3A boys over at Pomona. We move now, Gus, to more high school substate information in Class 2A. It involves an awful lot of teams around our area. And what do you got in substates down here? Want to start with the ladies' side first again?
Yeah, so go to Class 2A. This is it, right? This is a lot of the schools around here, that Valley Falls substate on the ladies' side.
Number one team is going to be Jackson Heights. I don't think there's any question maybe about that, although it could get really, really close because the number two team is Atchison County. Here's the deal. Jackson Heights is 16-1. Atchison County is 15-3. It falls in. JCN is a 10-8. Riverside, 9-9. Morehillmount Academy is a 7-win team. Valley Falls, a 7-win team. McLouth with 6. Horton 5, Oskaloosa without a win. And in these substates, it is the number of wins you've got. So that is the key to it all.
And that's why you're going to see some teams jockeying around, trying to get some extra games topped in there. And, I mean, you talk about just some great matchups. I mean, you know, ACCHS is going to play Jackson Heights again here in just a couple days. And that will probably go a long ways to decide, you know, kind of where things fall and where the chips are. I'm going to tell you, one is going to be one, the other one's going to be two, right? I mean, that is about the only certainty I can tell you about this. And you look up and down Class 2A, well, it's a little different than we saw in Class 3A. There's some undefeated teams left.
Yes, there are. And by the way, the Class 2A Valley Falls Substate, you got, what, 8 teams in here, right? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 teams.
Yep.
8 of them are in the NEKL.
Yeah, and so you're going to have one play-in game. You're going to have an 8 versus a 9 to see who really gets the 8 seed and he gets to play the 1 seed.
Yes.
So there is a play-in game involved in this Valley Falls substate.
They won't call it a play-in game. The state prefers to call it round 1.
Yeah. Well, it's a playing game.
It's
right?
a playing game.
Yeah, you jump around, though. Class 2A on the ladies' side, you look at, like, the Uniontown sub-state. It's got Colgan, who's 17-0, Uniontown, who's 17-1. You jump up to Sublette. You've got Sterling ladies at 18-0. You've got Elkhart at 16-2. So, you know, some really good teams around the state of Kansas, and this is that fun time of the year we always talk about.
Love it. Looking at the guy's side in Class 2A, how about this? The Valley Falls Substate. I don't think there's any question who's in the lead in this one. And they're going to be playing at home. Valley Falls at 18-0. We've already talked about them. JCN is at 12-4.
I think you can call that a lock for two as well.
I would say that is a guaranteed lead pipe cinch number two seed. Then you got Maury Hill Mount Academy, 9 wins. ACCHS with 8 wins. We talked about how the Tigers keep playing better and better. Riverside with 6. Jackson Heights, 5 wins. Horton, 3. Oskaloosa, 2. And McLeod winless right now. So it lines up pretty clearly, but there's still room for some jockeying around in the middle of that pack.
Yeah, I mean, basically coming into the last week of the season, we know that there are 2 locks, right? The number 1 is locked up. The number 2 is locked up. Past that, there's a lot of jockeying around, and people will always say, well, but what's the difference? There's a big difference between, you know, having to play 1 in the semifinals or play 1 in the championship game. So, you know, you kind of want to line yourself up and be in the right place.
No question about it, and it's going to be such fun these last few games. Don't you love when the last few games actually have a huge significance?
Yeah, they actually mean something, and so that's what, you know, you're coming down to that portion of the season. And is it crazy? Next week, when we're on for Sports Look, we'll know the substate seedings already in the pairings, and we'll be able to talk about substates and not just pie in the sky this thing.
Hey, we're going to take a break. First segment, Sports Look in the book. We'll be back. College Hoops coming your way. Back with you here on Sports Look, our second segment in women's college basketball. Gus, the Benedictine Lady Ravens last night were strong, start to finish, never trailed in the game. However, late in the game, they did let Missouri Valley kind of gain a little ground on them, but BC leading by 20 and more multiple times in the course of the evening. The outcome of that one was just never in doubt from the onset.
Yeah, and coaches always look for that one thing to kind of glean off of, right? No matter how nice of a win you have, there's always one thing that you can work on or something you can improve on. That might be the first time all season Chad gave up 30 points in a quarter, right? I mean, and for Missouri Valley, it was just kind of, you're so far behind, you got to try your best, and you just start chucking things up, things start falling. But for Benedictine to move to 19-9, they're one away from that magical number. They are 11-7 in the conference. And, you know, when it's all said and done, you had a good night from a handful of players. I mean, Skyler dropped in 16 points. You had 19 from Aaliyah Raines, who went 7 of 12 from the floor. So you had some players that you can really, you know, count on this time of the year and lean on.
All right, let's talk about basketball. Let's talk about teams and matchups. Are there sometimes players who just say, or whether they say it or whether it just happens, I really play well against this team? I mean, are there just some teams that you just go out and every time you play them, you have a great game? Because I ask that because Aaliyah Raines, we went over to Marshall. She led all scorers with 18 points. Turns around last night, another great game against that same team, 19 points. Or is it the matchup, or is it just something intangible?
You know, sometimes I think players just play better. Sometimes I think, you know, when you talk about a player like Aaliyah Raines, she's a player who, you know, is a real nice addition to this Lady Ravens team. I'm going to tell you, probably a player that when Coach Lister was going over his scouting report, probably didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about her. And so you kind of fly under the radar, you have a big game. I'm going to tell you, if these two teams meet up again here in a couple weeks, Coach Lister will not forget about Aaliyah Raines.
No question about it. And the Lady Ravens, you know, you get 5 players in double digits. That's a great offensive outing. So congratulations to the Benedictine ladies and to Coach Folsom. And now if you look at the conference and how the standings are in this, wow, it's jammed up, and you still can't get a real good feel for where you're going to be and against whom you're going to be playing with 1 game left.
Yeah, so there were a couple games last night that helped out in a way, right? Grandview knocking off Evangel 80-69, that helped you out in your standings in the South. The other one was a game of interest, maybe more so than anything, and that was Central Methodist at home with Mid-America, and Central Methodist comes away with a one-point victory in that ballgame, 62-61. But now you can start looking at it. In the North, it's Clark, it's Grandview, it's Mount Mercy.
It's easy. Done.
It's done.
It's
right?
done. It is finished.
With one game left, Culver Stockton, Peru State, William Penn, and Graceland can all pack it up after Saturday.
Yes. But in the South, it's a whole different kind of a deal. In a way.
In a way.
In a way. It's a different deal because you know who's going into the playoffs, but you don't know what they're doing.
So Baker and Park are done.
They're done.
Evangel, Missouri Valley, Benedictine, Mid-America, Central Methodist are all going on. Does it surprise you that instead of getting 4-4, you're getting 5 from the South and 3 from the North? I mean, it shouldn't, I wouldn't think. Because, the South is just, I think, that much better. So looking at it this way, you're going to have Central Methodist, Mid-America, and Benedictine will be the top three. Missouri Valley, by having lost both games to Benedictine, will fall down just a little bit below that. And then you're going to have Evangel sneaking in right now at 10-8. Now, Evangel could cause you problems, but I just don't see it. The only way that Evangel comes into play is if you lose to Park, and I just don't see that happening. Now, Park is going to be a tough team because they got nothing to lose.
Why not? You're going to just do anything.
I mean, and it'll probably be a senior day and things like that, and but I just don't see it really mattering. Being any substance, that Central Methodist Mid-America game was one game because a lot of people wanted to see how it turns out. It also means that Central Methodist most likely wins the conference and gets kind of that automatic bid, to the national tournament. So Clark, though, at 16-2, Grandview at 15-3, Mount Mercy at 10-8.
Yep, it's going to be very, very exciting to see how this thing shakes out. And we're looking forward to being with the Ravens, and we'll be down at Parkville with them Saturday at 2. We'll be back. More Sports Talk on Kit Radio right after this. Gus, the Benedictine Ravens played a great game last night in the second game up in the Nolan as the Ravens were able to sweep Missouri Valley. The crowd, fantastic. And the BC guys, I thought, just played really, really good basketball.
Yeah, it kind of makes it nice for Coach Moody's guys coming into this ball game. You need something to build on going into that last week. It's moving month. You want to finish the season on the right terms. This is a game where I think you look back at the schedule, and how many times do we talk about this, and especially this time of year? That's a game you wish you had back. And I think the game over in Marshall way back in December was a game that Coach Moody would like to have back. Valley was able to come away with a win. But Benedictine last night, able to hit a lot of shots for the hit, 51% from the field. Knocked in 10 three-pointers on the evening and just had a really nice game.
Yeah, you shoot over half of the game. You're in pretty good shape, and Benedictine played well. Got behind for a little bit by a few points in the first couple of minutes, then just turned on the Jets. Never, ever looked back.
And you held a Missouri Valley team who loves to get up and down the floor to 51 points.
Coach and I talked about that in the post game. The thought for me, the thing about that game that impressed me the most was the Raven defense. Spectacular. Again, you win by 25, you give up 51 to a Valley team that used to score and, push an 80.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of those teams who loves to get up and down the floor, score a lot of points, and that's how Coach Lance likes to play. I mean, that's why I think he would probably prefer to play John Henry than Ryan Moody.
Yep. And for Benedictine, the only really concern that you've got in your mind right now as you go into the final game on Saturday is how well is Jaden Bristol? He had ankle trouble. Looked like he was playing fine. It didn't seem to be bothering him. And then all of a sudden it just kind of gave out on him midpoint of the first half. And so they had him icing it down a little bit after the game. And we're just hoping that his recovery is very, very speedy.
So now, taking a look at the conference tournament and how the conference standings look right now for these teams. Well, you go to the North Division, William Penn out in top, 17-1. They are the number one team going into the tournament. Then you've got Grandview and There's some question as far as number three coming out of the north.
Yeah, Mercy and Brewer tied. One of them is going to go on, and one's going to be done.
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to be interesting. You could get a 4-4, right? You could get 4 North, 4 South here. Because Benedictine, let's dig a little deeper. Let's go to the South Division. You've got Evangel out on top, Central Methodist at 11-7, Benedictine right behind them at 10-8, Mid-America at 10-8. Park is playing for their lives as well on Saturday. They're going to come in 9-9. Mount Mercy's 9-9. Peru State is 9-9. Somebody getting in, somebody staying home.
So for Park, unlike on the ladies' side, this game Saturday is massive.
Yeah.
It's their season on the line.
Yeah, and you know, they've got a veteran head coach in Jason Klein who is, you know, I think when you start looking at the head coaches in this conference, Jason Klein is, you know, a top five coach on the guy's side, and so he's going to have his team ready. He's been there for, you know, 20-plus years. This is a big game for the Ravens because, again, you want that momentum to catapult you forward. You also want a shot to get a home game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference tournament, which means a lot to, you know, everybody, you know, not having to load up on the buses. So, again, should be a really fun day Saturday. Benedictine going to be down at Park on Saturday afternoon. The men's game, a 4 o'clock tip, and the other games going on around the conference, you're going to have Clark at Baker, Missouri Valley at Central Methodist. If you're a Raven fan, you're probably pulling for Valley there. Grandview gets Mount Mercy. Mid-America gets Evangel. William Penn, Culver Stockton, Peru State at Graceland. So, telling you, a lot of things still in the air, especially on the guys' side when it comes to the last week of the season.
Yep, and all of the games are 2-4 except Clark Baker. They are a noon 2 tip-off game. So by the time the Raven guys are done, we're going to know all about this. We're going to be back. More Sports Hook coming your way right after this. Good to have you with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Gus, we go to the final segment of Sports Look, and people are going to look back at the NFL championship game. Did you watch it? Did you care? Give me your vibe off it.
So I must not have watched as much as I thought I did, right? I felt like I watched the game, but I must not have been tuned into it because I was listening to people describe plays. I'm like, don't remember that happening. Don't remember that. I was dialed in for sure for like the last drive of the game and for sure the last 5-7 minutes of the game. You know, when it was all said and done, it was a fun game. I think the better team won. Now the big question is, do the Bengals get back? Right, and people say, oh, well, they've got so much good young talent. I think people often forget how hard it is to just get back to that game, let alone win that game. You know, how many quarterbacks that I send you, 14 quarterbacks have made it, you know, to the championship game and then never got back. So there are a lot of things that you look at, but all in all, it was an okay game. Commercials didn't really jump at me. The halftime was,
I was going to say, halftime was your era. They were catering to people your age.
Yeah, it was okay. You know, I think I needed maybe a little more halftime is where I was at on this.
If they were catering to my age, they would have had Slim Whitman.
They catered to your age a few years ago when they had Aerosmith.
Exactly right.
So, yeah, I mean, all in all, I think the halftime was okay. I just, you know, when it comes down to it, I needed more. So it is what it is, and now, as the NFL season draws to an end, and we're kind of gearing up for free agency, now you're starting to see stories come out and things like that. The one interesting one is, if you dive down into this rabbit hole that is the Eric Bieniemy, does he come back to Kansas City, you know, maybe was there a falling out at the end of the season? You know, you can kind of dive into those kinds of things and find out what you will, but I think it's very interesting. I also think there's maybe something telling that they haven't brought Bieniemy back just yet, right? You know, right now Kansas City is a team without an offensive coordinator.
It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. I think he's getting robbed. He should have had a job a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I know. And I think that, you know, if he wants to be a head coach in the NFL, he's going to probably have to separate himself from Kansas City because I think a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, well, it's easy to do it with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. So I just think that, you know, maybe a a new start for him would be better to get him a full-time job somewhere as a head coach. I also think for Kansas City, it's, you know, not all bad to shuffle the deck every once in a while.
Well, I'll tell you what, college basketball is moving on. We've talked about Benedictine and basketball around the area, but certainly tonight, you know, all you Shocker fans are going to be looking at the things going on as they are in Cincinnati tonight. Wichita State's a 13-9 team, Cincinnati 16-9, not bad.
Yeah. Saturday, Kansas will be at West Virginia. Kansas always struggles at West Virginia. Don't be surprised.
Okay, stop right there.
To Huggins.
I've been watching Kansas games off and on periodically. I haven't seen him play once when they didn't struggle. That team struggles every game out and somehow wins by two.
Yeah. Again, but that's a head coach who knows how to win games down the stretch, doesn't panic, things like that. How big was Texas Tech knocking off Baylor last night? All of a sudden gives Kansas a two-game lead in the Big 12 with six to go. But Kansas has a test coming to Lawrence on Tuesday night. It'll be the Sunflower Showdown.
So that's going to be pretty interesting. Everybody looking forward to that. Kansas, by the way, with a throttle hold, a two-game lead on the Big 12 right now.
And all that being said, what? Earlier this week, pitchers and catchers were supposed to have reported. They have not. I haven't heard a whole lot of movement on the baseball front just yet, which tells me that all of a sudden, one day you'll see a tweet that, hey, they struck a deal, it's over, let's go play some baseball. I just still think we're going to miss the start of the season.
Well, even then, when they make that decision, you're, what, a month away?
Right. I mean, you just can't show up and play baseball, you know? And so I think, yeah, we're a month away, and a lot of the problem that's going to hold the whole thing up, we didn't have free agency, right? There are a lot of guys looking for teams, and there are a lot of teams looking at their boards going, we have some holes to fill, you know? So when it's all said and done and opening day does happen, Bobby Witt's going to be in Kansas City.
Is that right? I'm down with that. Hey, we want to quickly preview the upcoming sports schedule here on Care Radio tomorrow night. It'll be Mar Hill Mount Academy at home with Horton. Games at about 6 and 7:30. Saturday afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens at Park. 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys. Next Tuesday, ACCHS at home. They'll have Jackson Heights. We want to thank our fantastic Sport Look sponsors, Hamada Wealth Management, Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Gerber Electric. Till we greet you next time, for Gus Couch, Tom Couch saying, so long, everybody.